Hello?
Senator Eastland on 90.
Take this.
Yes, sir.
Come get me a minute.
Pardon?
Come on in here a minute.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Brother?
Hi, Jim.
I saw that credentials committee thing on television.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether that thing can be held or not.
No, I've been with the governor and I just came out. I'm watching Powell now, he's talking.
I got a statement that was read to the credentials committee. I wanted to pass on it.
I guess the other side's gone as far. I can't talk to them. I think that's right. I just listened to what I heard the last part of Rao's argument about the last 3 minutes, and then I'm just hearing Powell now. I've been with the governor, and this came out. I thought that we could get them to affirm their intention, and
that's what they did.
And we could get the votes to seat them, but they claim that a bunch of them. A larger number applauding Rao than it takes to get a minority report.
I heard that. And I don't think they can be held. You see, we said it here. We came to Atlantic City with the desire and intention to travel the Democratic road, which has been traditional in Mississippi. That's
now, did Collins read that statement?
Yes, sir.
My guess is.
In fact, Alabama's gonna make the same statement.
Yeah. What I'd like to see them do, if I had my way about it, I'd like for them to make one sentence. Just say, we affirm our intention to support the nominees of this convention, and we'll use our influence to have the electors placed on the ballot under the proper symbol, period. That's a short sentence, and it doesn't go into what's all happened right. 100 years, but I just, that's what...
Say it again now, let me see now. Say it again.
We affirm our intention to support the nominees of this convention and to use our influence to see that the Democratic electors pledge to the nominees of this convention.
All right.
Be printed on the ballot under the appropriate symbol. Think a man.
It's a damn little difference than this and that. Now,
except,
I don't think there's any point in covering this, just putting them on the ballot.
Well, that's in the rule, and I just reiterate that. I know it.
There'd be no question about it.
I know that, but there's no question about any of it. They have intentions, and some of them that don't, they say they have enough alternates there. Practically everybody there really wants to try to do what's right on this convention. And,
I think the thing has got out of hand now.
It may be. That'd be my guess.
From the reaction I so aroused.
That'd be my guess. But I know that all the people I talked to said that they just hope that they would say we affirm this and we'll intend to do it. There may be some of them that feel like it. They don't like something in the platform. Or there may be some of them that don't like the vice president. There may be some of them that don't like other things, but they affirm their intention.
When are you going to select the vice president?
Oh, I guess early part of next week. Who do you think it ought to be?
Oh, hell, I don't know. I don't know.
What do you think about Mike?
Why, he's just fine. Just fine. I never held you told me that somebody told you that this religious business didn't cut it big.
Mm-hmm. Good many of them.
I'd agree with that ordinarily. But Kennedy's, I just think he would. Maybe I don't.
What do you mean about the Kennedys?
Huh? Well, Kennedy was a Catholic, and I just think that makes it all the more important for Catholic.
Yeah, I think that's right.
That's all I'm saying. But I think you would say, I don't think he'd be disappointed if Mike.
Job of bringing Mr. Rao around. We'll see how he does it.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
you just tell your governor to tell Collins it's all right with him for anybody in that delegation that wants to affirm intention and use influence to have a Democratic electors.
I've got it.
With the appropriate symbol. Now, I'm no lawyer, and I don't know, there may be a word or two off there, but I'm just talking to a friend that I know wants to work things out, and I do. I never have believed in running.
I'm in a hell of a fix. A little man always gets rich.
All of us do. I've been that fixed all my life, but I never have run anybody out of a Democratic convention, and particularly somebody that's legally elected. And I just think that they oughtn't to ever allow themselves to, if people run them out, that's all right. But they oughtn't to be, they oughtn't to let them say that they won't support the nominees. Now, most of those fellows want to do it. And,
well, I know they want to do it.
And they're reasonable. I thought they were rather unfair with the governor about what he had to do with killing people, because he didn't have anything to do with it. He had a lot to do with trying to uncover it, and they kill them in every state in the Union. And we're all sorry. We don't want to see anyone killed. And they ought to lay it on somebody that didn't have anything to do with it. But,
well, now, this statement says that they came to Atlantic City with the desire and intention to...
Well, that's right. That's right. But the implication there is they got up there and they decided that they got up there and they decided to change their mind afterwards. All they need to do is just say tomorrow before Dave Lawrence, I just got one statement I want to make. I want this credentials committee to know. Is just say tomorrow before Dave Lawrence, I just got one statement I want to make. I want this credentials committee to know that I affirm our intention to support the results of this convention and its nominees and to print its electors on the ballot, period. And I wouldn't go into any history or any future or anything else. I'd just say, I want you to know, you want me to take the pledge and I take it. Support the nominees of this convention, my intention to, and print the electors on the tickets. And I don't know what else you can ask, and you haven't asked that much of anybody else. And
I'll get the governor right.
That's just what I think ought to be done. And, of course, you know, you don't run the Senate, and I don't run everything, but that's where I feel about it, and I think that's a fair thing to do, and then if they don't do it, they're wrong.
That's all right.
Okay.
I'll say it right.
Roger.